COVID-19 booster vaccine doses may, keyword is may, become another requirement for schools to have to deal with. That's under the latest guidance from the state health department. They recommend that students 12 and older without a booster shot, even if vaccinated with the two doses, should stay home if they're exposed to the virus in school. One more reason to give the evil eye to the anti-vaxxers. Department of Health guidance recommendations are, of course, just that, and local school districts have the final say on whether they adopt them or not. If schools choose to do so, new guidance goes into effect this coming Tuesday, which is February 1st. The previous recommendations, those were put in place back in March of 2021, allowed close contacts to remain in school as long as they were fully vaccinated with the two doses of Moderna or Pfizer, or the single shot of J&J, and were asymptomatic. This all comes as, of course, thankfully, Omicron cases in the state have dropped dramatically after that last surge led to about a third of the state's public schools switching to remote after the Christmas break. Governor Murphy has said that he wants to keep students in school as much as possible. He said this quite a few times, but with the new recommendation, students without a booster shot will have to stay home if they come in contact with someone with the virus. Teachers and staff who work for districts that adopt these new guidelines will also be subject to that requirement, which comes at a bad time. State schools are experiencing staff shortages, which the pandemic made worse. Many schools told parents back in December that they were likely to go remote or operate on shorter schedules in the first weeks of this year because of staff shortages. That's one of the reasons why Governor Murphy signed legislation to allow retired teachers to go back to work while still collecting their pension. All this talk on the guidance was issued on the same day that Governor announced vaccine and booster mandates for all the healthcare workers employed by the state, includes contractors, as well as permanent employees. Now, there is an exception for schools that have adopted recently provided test-to-stay protocols, which the state issued started this year. Test to stay, what that involves, it allows unvaccinated or partially vaccinated kids to stay in school as long as they test on a regular basis for COVID-19 and have no symptoms. Children and staff in these schools who are not boosted can stay in school, according to the guidance. Unvaccinated kids and adults, they have to stay home if they come in close contact with any infected person in school. Also, this past Monday, Murphy said there was, his words, a real shot. Get it? COVID-19 vaccine shot? Okay. Anyway, a real shot at lifting the school mask mandates before the end of this school year. That's becoming more and more likely as new COVID cases in New Jersey drop by almost 50% compared to the week before, and the rate of transmission is heading closer to 0.50 versus heading toward 1.0.